root of emotion. An emotion springs from a flow of thoughts. Your thoughts flow towards the world constantly. The thought flow arises from a sense of unfulfillment, incompleteness, imperfection felt within you. This notion of a lacuna, void, is caused by the ignorance of yourself. Your real self within is supreme, absolute. The rare one realizes the self, attains the state of absolute fulfillment. But humanity everywhere is ignorant of the self. Hence every human feels a void within. The void causes thoughts to run into the world for fulfillment, just as they run towards food when the stomach is empty. Thus, your thoughts constantly reach out into the world for fulfilling a sense of unfulfillment, completing an incompleteness, perfecting an imperfection felt within. The stream of thoughts flowing from you to the objects of the world is known as desire, karma. Desire, therefore, is caused by ignorance of your Supreme Self. The enlightened who has gained the knowledge of the Self alone is free from desires. Until you reach the state of self-realization, you would entertain desires. And desires go through several modifications. Desire is thought flow. When one continues to feed it, the flow thickens. The thicker stream of thoughts develops into greed, avarice, known as lobha. If, however, the flow is intercepted by an object or being, the thoughts get deflected. The deflected thought current is called anger, krodha. Consider, for example, Tom loves Elizabeth. Tom's thoughts run towards Elizabeth. Another suitor, John, also loves her. John's courting intercepts Tom's thought flow. Tom develops anger towards John. Anger, therefore, is a modification of desire. There can be no anger unless there is an underlying desire. Hence, to overcome anger, you need to locate the desire and eliminate it. To control and reduce your desires, you must examine your thought flow. When a thought alights on an object or being, let your intellect observe it at the very beginning. Scrutinize it, accept or reject it with discretion. If you follow this procedure, there can be no indiscriminate thought flow, no desire formation. Your intellect, therefore, must be well developed and alert to avoid such indiscriminate flow of thoughts. If, however, the intellect is weak, you would develop desire, greed. And since the world cannot always cater to your desires, you become angry at the obstacles you face. As desire, greed, and anger well up, you would get into delusion, moha. Your emotions mounting up to this stage develop into arrogance, madha, for those below your level of achievement, and envy, matsarya, at those above your level. And when you manage to maintain a level of success in your achievement in the world, you entertain fear, bhaya. You are afraid of losing what you have gained. Thus, a host of emotions invades your personality. they lead you to grief, misery, perhaps to your ultimate destruction if left unattended. While desire remains the cause of this confusion and chaos. Desires, besides developing into their modifications, also multiply in numbers like bacteria. They plague the mind with agitation and sorrow. All through life, the human mind moves from one desire to another, trying to find fulfillment. No sooner a desire is satisfied, many others spring forth. Thus you become bound, burdened with innumerable desires. You will have therefore to use the intellect constantly to check, control them. You achieve this by pitching up an ideal in life. An ideal is a cause, a goal beyond your self-centered, selfish interest in the world. If your motive is merely to cater to the welfare of yourself and your immediate family, you breed more desires. And when you entertain an ideal in life, your desire is directed to the higher, then the desires for the lower vein thus raise the ideal gradually from oneself to one's family to community to humanity to all beings to the world at large. As the quality of the desire becomes subtler, the quantity of desire diminishes. The ultimate mission of life is to realize the Self when all desires dissolve into the Supreme Self. The unrelenting law of nature is that you get what you deserve, not what you desire. Practice this law in life. Deserve, never desire. Rise above desire. The objects of the world seek you. Whereas you start desiring, craving for anything, the objects of your desire elude you. The Holy Bible states, seek and it shall be given to you. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That is the law. It is a great message to humanity. Seek the kingdom of God, seek the Self within, everything seeks you. Yes, Baring Gowd drives home this message in his beautiful poem, The Olive Tree. Two hermits planted saplings to grow olives. They needed olive oil for their prayer. One of them took charge of the plant, prayed to God for rain, for sunshine, and for frost. God granted them all, yet his plant eventually perished. While the other hermit left the plant to God's care, asked for nothing, it grew well and yielded abundant olives. So it is with life. Everything in this vast universe works meticulously by some mysterious power. The human intellect cannot conceive it. How the infinite beings and things orchestrate into the melody of existence. One ought not to disturb this harmony by one's personal egocentric preferences. If you choose to assert your ego, then that unknown power seems to hand over the reins of control to you. You then lose its grace, whereas you surrender your ego to that unknown scheme of nature, you will receive its sovereignty. The poem.